Bill Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Hey, listen, it's not too long away from now, about a week or so, and we're going to be broadcasting live from the Museum of Television and Radio, and we'll be broadcasting our entire show from 4 to 7 Pacific, 7 to 10 Eastern, and we'll be broadcasting from the big gallery there, the Museum Gallery. So if you'd like to see the show and you didn't win tickets, the first 250 people to line up at the museum on November 2nd, and one of the reasons why you won't be able to get in to see it is that we had to reserve two seats for Norm Pattis and a friend. At least didn't they get a call over there at the museum office? Mr. Pattis requested two seats, so if we could throw him out of there, then we'd have two additional, but then again. Anyway, you can see the show broadcast via closed circuit in the museum gallery, so the first 250 listeners to line up at the museum on... Just kidding, Norm. We'd love to see you there. We got two real good seats for you. The first 250 listeners to... as soon as we put the lid down. Anyway, show up. All right. 1-800-449-8686. Paula Jones was on Larry King last night. You see that? And it was very interesting. Larry King started by saying, Paula, you said this, and then he played a clip of her on the show, and she said, I will never, ever pose nude for any magazine. That was a film clip of her, or a videotape clip, I should say, of her, from some months back, and then he came back and he said, okay, why did you say that? Because if you haven't heard, Paula Jones does indeed appear nude in this month's Penthouse magazine. And she said, I thought, answered very honestly, she said, you know what, I changed my mind. Larry Grover, conservatives of Kern County, a lifetime Republican and an analyst, does some analysis of this current campaign for the Republican Party. Although right now you are not affiliated with the conservatives of Kern County, Larry?
No, Bill. I'm still affiliated with them, but we are not doing. We have not geared up yet for the campaign.
All right, Larry. What did I want to ask you? I know. Because of Paula Jones being in Penthouse and saying, I have a right to change my mind. I thought that was a rather disarming answer, wouldn't you say?
Oh, absolutely, and she absolutely does have a right to change her mind, and I will tell you why she has a right to change her mind, because I will tell you something, Phil. I am frankly stunned as to why Larry King would browbeat and humiliate Paula Jones last night on his show.
You thought he humiliated her?
I absolutely do. I thought that Ms. Jones made a judgment call. I think she's allowed to make that kind of a judgment call. This is a woman, you have to remember, who has no income because Bill Clinton's attorneys manipulated her case, whereby she got about a total of about $150,000 when all was said and done, which you couldn't buy tap water with that. Clinton backed her into a corner and literally forced her to pose nude for Penthouse. Now, Phil, let me ask you a question to you.
Bill Clinton, hold on, did not force her to pose nude?
Oh, yes, he did.
How do you figure?
Because I will ask you this question. Paula Jones is a woman who had Bill Clinton, the President of the United States, sexually harassing her and manipulating her. And then when she files suit, he has her threatened. He has her scared. He knows that she's, her husband got divorced from her. She's got no money. So she's got nowhere to go but Penthouse magazine. Now, I don't know if you've ever seen Penthouse, Mr. Henry, because I have seen Penthouse magazine. They show, and in the magazine, they show everything. They show everything in the pictures of the women that they have in there. So this is no idle decision on the part of Paula Jones. She had to look long and hard at this deal before she took it. But she's got two children who are starving. Her husband got divorced away from her, and she needs the money.
That still doesn't, Larry, that still doesn't answer the question how Bill Clinton forced her.
Because he manipulated her through the sexual harassment suit. She had no money. Look, I feel the pain of this woman because Bill Clinton made my wife divorce me. You know the story.
Okay, the story that I know about you, if we want to get into your personal life.
I'd rather not, but I think it's relative.
Okay, well, the story I know about you is that you were so intent on trying to get Clinton impeached that you basically took time away from your wife and kids, and the next thing you know, your wife and kids have left you. Bill Clinton isn't impeached. You now currently live with your mother. You sleep on a cot in the service porch, and you were on this very broadcast last week saying, well, I'm not going to say what you said, okay?
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't have a sex life.
You said a few things a lot more graphic than that. You're blaming Bill Clinton for all of that.
I blame Bill Clinton, Phil, for the fact that I don't have a life that I used to have every bit as much as I blame him for Paula Jones, and I think Paula has done the logical thing.
All right, Larry Grover from Conservatives of Kern County. We're talking about Paula Jones, who was involved in a sexual harassment lawsuit against President Clinton, a lawsuit which, by the way, was settled for money. But after the money was paid out, I think she only got about $150,000 of the $850,000-plus that was won by her side. Our number here is 1-800-449-8686. And I give that phone number out really before I ask you the question. Paula Jones, you say, did the logical thing.
That's correct.
Explain.
I think Paula Jones did the logical thing. She did what any middle-class to lower-class woman without any visible means of support would do. And I'm going to tell you something else, Phil. There's a lot of these high and mighty people, and they love to judge. And they love to say, oh, I would never do that. Let me tell you something, my friend, and you can take this to the bank. Any woman who's been backed into the corner financially, you get a guy with a camera who's throwing a $5 bill at her, yeah, she's going to take her clothes off. And I'm not so high and mighty as to judge her.
Any woman backed into the corner financially will drop her pants for any guy with a camera and a $5 bill.
I'm not so high and mighty as to judge, Phil, the way you are.
I'm not judging. You're making a statement, though, right? You're saying that...
I'm saying she's backed into the corner financially. She's financially stressed. The first thing that crosses her mind is I think the first thing that crosses any woman's mind is to take her clothes off. It's the most easily accessible way for a woman to make money.
And buddy, I think you're making some comments here. Now, you're basically saying a woman has to whore herself.
I didn't say whore herself, did I, sir? I didn't say whore herself, did I?
No, but you're saying, what about taking a job? What about...
I'm telling you that the easiest way for a woman to make money, a lower to middle class woman in this country to make money, when a husband has left her, when a president has backed her into a corner, the best thing for her to do, I'm not saying the best thing, but the easiest thing for her to do is to go ahead and strip. Give it, and Phil, I say this, believe me, I'm not saying it's, but go ahead and give them a little peekaboo deal there, or a little bit of the early morning dew, whatever she's got to do to feed two hungry kids, because that's the priority here.
Okay, I want to make sure I got your comment correct, okay? And I know you're not speaking for the entire Republican Party.
I speak for a fairly significant contingent of it.
Okay, well, you said it. So the best thing for a woman to do...
I didn't say best thing. I said the easiest thing.
All right, the easiest thing for a woman to do who is of no visible means of support, who needs money quick...
Absolutely.
...is to go ahead and strip for a guy with a camera.
Phil, you're starting to sound like...
No, I just wanted to make sure that's what you said.
That's exactly what I said. Look, rich women, Republican women, they don't have to do this. It's a very normal and natural thing for a woman to do if she has a marketable figure. And I'm not saying every woman. You can have a woman. You know, you see some of these gals, they got a face like a baseball mitt and a body like Roseanne Barr. You know, she could take her clothes off all day long. And there isn't a guy with a Polaroid Instamatic that's going to want to waste the film. That's sad. I feel sorry for them. That's their problem. But Paula Jones, who, God bless her, is probably one of the top 10 really beautiful women in our society.
Oh, you got to be kidding me with that, man.
What? Do you think I'm kidding?
Paula Jones is one of the top 10.
You think I'm kidding? You want to bet against me?
Paula Jones, one of the top 10 most beautiful women in America.
Paula Jones, in a poll at the Conservative Kern County Republican Party, we did a poll. For one of the men's polls, it was kind of a fun deal we did for Sports Illustrated, that we listed the 10 most beautiful women in America. Tell me I'm wrong about any of these.
Hold on. These are the 10 most beautiful women in America.
Yes, sir. And this in no particular order. Anna Nicole Smith, Vanna White, Gina Davis, Madonna, Tori Spelling, Cher, Gillian Anderson, Kathy Lee Gifford, Joan London, and yes, Mr. Henry, Paula Jones. Now, I don't say it's right. I don't say it's good, but when a woman needs to feed two hungry children, I can tell you a quick way to put some food on the table is to go ahead and drop your panties, go ahead and give them a little peekaboo or whatever the guy needs, and take the money and run, because I can tell you they're paying a lot of money.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about, peekaboo. I don't know how much money she made. I said to Craig and to Mike...
Well, those are two guys that, yeah, they know the answer to that question.
I'm talking with them about it, okay?
Well, you're asking them how much a woman makes posing naked.
I'm just saying, I said to them, I would imagine What, $1 million?
She make about $500,000 is what that Conger woman got, and she's Darva Conger's nobody to write home about. Okay.
I saw Darva Conger in a restaurant the other day. She's very beautiful.
Phil, you're the guy who said that Paula Jones isn't pretty, so...
I never said that she wasn't pretty. I said she didn't belong on a list of the 10 most beautiful women in America. A list...
Yes, she does.
A list, by the way, that you have that includes Tori Spelling and Gillian Anderson.
Go ahead and bet against me.
I'm going to bet against you, man. They're nice people. I'm sure they're fine women. They ain't the most beautiful women in America.
Go ahead and bet against me.
Okay, I'm betting against you. Hold on for a minute. Well, how am I going to bet against him? What does he want to do? What do you want to do, Mike? All right, 1-800-449-8686. That's Larry Grover, who's making a statement with conservatives of Kern County saying, it is no shame for a woman who needs to feed two kids to take her clothes off for any guy with a camera and a $5 bill. Now, the way he puts it, it sounds very crude, although I'm in no position to judge any woman who has to feed her family who may have to do something like that. I don't know. 1-800, but that's what Paula Jones claims she's doing. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show. Larry Grover from Conservatives of Kern County is with us talking about how Paula Jones has every right in the world to pose nude for Penthouse because President Clinton backed her into that corner. You know what, Larry? I got no complaint with what you're saying, but what I'm saying...
Phil, can I just jump in?
Yes.
The other thing that really disturbs me is that Bill Clinton sexually harassed this woman. I don't know what he did, what he got her to do, but you can be sure that some of it involved her removing her clothing. And at some point, Mr. Clinton did see this woman without her clothes on. Now, cut to the year 2000. He gets to go down to any 7-Eleven, pick up any Penthouse magazine, and he can see her nude anytime he feels like it. And I am so, so very deeply sorry about that. He sees her nude one time. Now he gets to just pull a magazine from the shelf and can check out the early morning dew or what have you anytime he wants to. And I haven't had a sexual encounter in 4 years.
Okay, are you done?
Yes, sir.
Because you have nothing to do with this.
Bill, I'm trying to illustrate.
You have nothing to do with this.
I was trying to illustrate a point.
I got that, but you have nothing to do with this. Here is Senton, Missouri on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
I begged my wife for naked pictures of her.
Idiot.
I'm sorry?
He's a complete idiot. He's a complete idiot.
I begged my ex-wife for some nudie cuties.
Lower class.
Yes, ma'am,
woman.
Go ahead.
I'm a middle class woman. There is nothing in the world that would cause me. I mean, I've been down and out. My husband
Let me ask you a question, ma'am. A guy waves a $5 bill under your nose. He's got the camera right there. He wants to do a couple of nudie cuties.
Fight me. Hit the road.
No way. So you let your children starve. Okay, that's one.
I wouldn't let my children starve.
Yes,
you know what I do?
That you would.
I pull myself up on my bootstraps, and I would work 3, 4, 5 part-time jobs.
Oh, that's really
smart. I had to do.
That's really smart.
I wouldn't take my clothes off.
In other words,
then you have to explain to your children when they're older why mommy.
Let me pose a question. The opportunity to be with your children for the large part of a day if you pose nude for about 3 hours a day. But you would rather take 3 jobs, have to put them in daycare, and never see them. For what?
You give the guy the morning dew.
You show him a little
my
morning dew.
My moral integrity.
What is the moral integrity?
So the lady is talking about. She's talking about having self-respect. And
I'm not talking about having sex with the guy. I'm talking about a little early morning dew.
Would you stop with the term early morning dew?
You're working five part-time jobs. You know that Dr. Laura Schlesinger, who's probably one of the finest broadcasters, she would have a heyday with you.
You know, my husband's a Republican, and he thinks you're an idiot. That's my second husband.
He must not be much of a Republican. Dr. Laura Schlesinger
would be a diehard. Laura needs to go back to school.
Dr. Laura Schlesinger would have a field day with you.
Dr. Laura needs to go back to school.
She'd have a
field
day with you.
But there is no reason for a woman, especially for Penthouse, which out of all the magazines
is this turning into a discussion?
Is one of the dirtiest magazines.
Is this turning into a discussion about whether a woman should pose nude?
I'm just saying you don't judge Paula Jones, one of the most beautiful women.
Paula Jones, one, she isn't the most beautiful.
You're a woman, you don't know. You're a woman, you don't know.
No.
You're a woman, you don't know.
Anyone can judge beauty.
Mr. Henry, isn't she?
No, Paula Jones is frightening looking.
Okay, you're married, you don't know. Get a single guy.
Go ahead, ma'am. Go ahead.
Secondly,
Anna Nicole Smith. Go ahead. Tell me that Gillian Anderson isn't drop-dead gorgeous.
Oh, Jesus.
Let's add some paint.
Mr. Henry? I happen to know that your network.
Do you know what natural beauty is? If you saw a beautiful waterfall, would you want to tear it down? The whole point of the conversation was whether Paula Jones should have posed nude or not.
That's
correct. No, she shouldn't have. No matter what, to feed her children or what. She had a cash settlement.
I will tell
you that. She jumped on the Monica Lewinsky bandwagon.
That's why George Bush is trying to enact a middle-class tax cut so you don't have to pose naked, ma'am. George Bush is trying to help you because that so-called husband of yours, if he doesn't enact a middle-class tax cut, you're going to be spreading it for any guy with a $5 bill.
All right.
My husband's a Republican, and I'm a Democrat.
You'll be spreading it for any guy with an Instamatic and a $5 bill. That's why George Bush...
Okay, thank you very much, ma'am, for your call. Man, you're making some comments here that are...
What am I saying?
You're making some comments that are way overboard in terms of any guy with a $5 bill. First of all, Paula Jones didn't, quote, spread it for any guy with a $5 bill and an Instamatic. It was a professional photo shoot. She probably got $500,000. And if George Bush isn't elected, this is scare politics that I don't like.
Am I the guest?
I'm sorry?
Am I the guest on the program?
Yes, sir.
That I would appreciate to be allowed to comment on my commentary and not have you tell me that I don't get to. She jumped on the Monica bandwagon. I wish Lewinsky had posed for Penthouse or Hustler. Man, that'd be sweet. You can't deny it.
Okay, Larry, no comment. No comment. Thousand Oaks on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Thousand Oaks, go ahead, ma'am.
Yes, hi. First off, I'm a new-time listener to your show. I'm here on business. And number one, I don't know who this person is on the other line there. But
I'm with a conservative group out of Kern County, California, ma'am.
Before I make any comments, I want your assurance that you will keep your thoughts.
I don't get to respond. Is that it?
No, she wants you to be.
You can respond when I'm done.
That's fine.
Okay.
That's fine.
Because you've been cutting in on people.
Go ahead.
Here and there.
Go ahead.
First off, I'm a
49-year-old. But I would like to say that I have the right to respond to.
Can you shut up while she's saying something?
I do not appreciate being told to shut up, sir, but I will.
Go ahead, ma'am.
Are we ready?
Yeah, go ahead, ma'am. Go ahead.
Okay.
Me to shut up.
Put him on hold, please.
First off, I lost one of the contacts that I was listening to on the freeway, but. You know, a woman, anybody, I don't care if it's a man or a woman, we have choices in our lives.
Take a shower while she's talking.
Is this that guy still?
Okay, that guy's still. Would you hold on, ma'am? I'm going to get back after the break and talk to you, okay? 1-800-449-8686. You're listening to The Phil Henry Show. One 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry, and it is the Phil Henry Show. Larry Grover from Conservatives of Kern County is with us. We've been having kind of a discussion here about Paula Jones and the nude shots that she's doing in Penthouse. And get Larry back on the line here. Larry, you agree that she should have the right to...
Well, I don't think any woman should have to do this, but I don't think there's anything wrong with a woman posing naked. And that Penthouse comes out today. I think that Paula Jones was wrongfully treated by President Clinton. Obviously, if she has anything in her contract in terms of number of magazines sold, meaning she may get a piece of the circulation on this issue... you asked me the question, I give you the answer. Yes, I would buy the magazine. You asked me the question, will I open it up and will I look at her? The answer to that would be yes, I would. Penthouse shows everything, and she went through this. I'm going to look at it.
All right. Okay, never mind. Let me go back to Thousand Oaks. Go ahead, ma'am.
Yes, hi.
Hi,
I'm
go ahead.
Still
Thank
here.
You. Yes.
I have.
Is this the same lady from Thousand Oaks, California?
Yes, it is.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Okay, and can I make my comments before you, like, cut me off again?
Yes, ma'am.
Great. Getting back to this whole issue of Paula Jones posing nude, you know, it was, I got the impression that you said it was because of Bill Clinton that she ended up doing this. You know what? Paula Jones, without Bill Clinton, would have been nobody. She wouldn't have been.
Okay, stop right there. Stop right there.
No.
Stop right there. She hasn't got the right to say. Paula Jones is a woman who's trying to feed two starving children, and I would think that any woman.
You know what? I could work at McDonald's, and I could work at Burger King.
And put your kids in daycare? And put your kids in daycare. Yeah, you'd do that, wouldn't you?
You know what? If you could work. No.
Let's get down to the nut cutting. Let's get down to the nut cutting. You don't have the body for Penthouse, do you? Yes or no? Yes or no? You don't.
I'm 5'1". I weigh 110 pounds.
See ya. Wouldn't want to be ya. See ya.
You see, you can't even let me get my comments in, and you keep interrupting.
The guys that read Penthouse want to get a peekaboo, and the guy.
I don't know whatever
freaking language that you use, Larry. A peekaboo. I don't know what that means.
You know exactly what I'm talking about.
He can't get a glimpse of a real woman. He's got to get it in a magazine.
Well, dear, and I say this with all due respect. If I want to look at a bowling ball, I'll go to a bowling alley. Okay, and I. Certainly
if you want to look at a woman, you got to go to a magazine.
That's right. But
a real woman.
5'1", 110 pounds, okay? You are cylindrical. I don't think that they could use that.
Are you a Republican, or are you now the editor of a women's magazine for men? You know, what are you talking about?
She just said that she...
Is this guy not going to let me finish what I'm going to say?
Probably not. Neither am I. But, I mean, we got to move along. I really appreciate your call, ma'am. I do have to move along.
Good thing getting rid of her, Phil.
Either I'm you or I got to listen to the people, but I want to listen to what people have got to say here. 1-800-449-8686. This is Glenn Allen on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. How are you, ma'am?
I'm fine. I got something to say to that guy that's on the other line. I'm a middle-class mother. I'm also a student, and I'm a wife. There is nothing in the world that will make me...
110 pounds and three holes. I could use her to bowl a strike, and that's about it.
But there's nothing in the world that would make me drop my pants just because I can't support my kids. There are other means. Just like the lady before me said, you could work at McDonald's. Yes, you may have to put your child in
daycare,
but that's what you got to do.
You got to put your kid in daycare when all you got to do is lay on a rug for 3 hours. A guy clicks off a few pictures, you made $500,000. Are you nuts?
That's called self-respect.
I'm not talking about going to bed with the guy. You know, I'm talking about the... look, I know beautiful women because... of my circumstance in life, where my wife left me.
Your circumstance is that you're sleeping on a cot in your mom's house.
Yes, ma'am, I am, because my wife and children have left me.
Right, because your priorities are screwed up.
No, because I worked on behalf of our country for 4 years that my wife did not agree with me.
Well, you were working, trying to get Clinton out of office, and you completely forgot your family.
I don't deny that, Phil.
Okay, I mean, at some point, you can't obsess over Clinton so much that you forget your family.
Right.
What I'm trying to say to you and to the young lady is that as a result of this, I have taken my comfort some time in what you might call a girly magazine or what have you. And I've seen some pretty good-looking women. And they're pretty hot-looking. And I think that Tori Spelling or Joan London, that'd be some pretty nice something to see.
Well, my main point in calling was you can't group middle class and lower class together. There's no way that I would end up dropping my pants, so you can't say that women will drop their pants for Instamatic and a $5 bill just to feed their kids. Women won't do that. We have more respect.
You're saying you wouldn't do that?
I would never do that.
So you'd let your children starve to death?
My children will never starve. There are other means of getting money.
Are you, may I ask you a personal question?
Sure.
Are you American African?
Yes,
are
I am.
I'm sorry. Okay, see? A lot of white men, oh boy, you could make some money. And
what are what? You know something, man?
What?
This is bothering me.
What is?
She says, what do you mean you could make some money?
A lot of men want to see her with no clothes on.
Her or black women?
Black women.
All right, man.
You know what? You're really screwed. I'm sorry to say
know.
That has nothing
and
to
I'm
do
sorry
with
that.
The...
But you know, we didn't include any black women in our list of the 10 most beautiful women in America. And
yeah, you know, you could, man, and get rid of some of the ones on there that don't belong on the list, like maybe Tori Spelling or something. Like maybe throw a Tyra Banks in there. So anyway, ma'am, thank you for your call.
Thank you.
1-800-449-8686. Here is Philadelphia on the Phil Hendry Show.
What about Whoopi Goldberg?
Philadelphia, hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, sir, go ahead.
Yes, I just wanted to say that I'm a Democrat. This is the first
Whoopi
time I've
Goldberg.
Listened to this show.
Yes, sir.
And I can't believe what's coming out of this gentleman's mouth. He sounds like the most ignorant, sexist person I've ever heard. A woman has more than one option. A woman, that he himself said that is the easiest option. Well, sir, I'll be honest with you. Sometimes the easiest option is not the best option.
You know that Bill Clinton gets to pull down a copy of Penthouse now, and he can see Paula Jones in the All Together anytime he feels like
it. Well, he can do that, but I agree with the host who says that Paula Jones is not the most beautiful woman in America or in the top 10.
I didn't say that.
And as in the top 10, you said. And
well,
as a matter
sir.
Of fact, that's not the point because beauty is in the eye of the beholder. But
you're trying to tell
I just
want to
get on the issue
what
of...
What about Vanna White?
I just want to get on the issue of Jeez. Options and alternatives. This women in America have options.
Well,
and sometimes the easiest is not the best. Most of the time, the easiest is not the best.
What woman wouldn't want to go ahead and just stretch it on a bear skin? Go ahead and stretch it on a bear skin.
I think you're trying to be sensational, to be honest with you.
No,
I hope that you do not speak for the preponderance of the Republican
Party. I speak for me.
Because if you do, the Republican Party is in bad shape, and I know that's
Larry,
not the
you got a problem, Larry, because you're speaking for the Republican Party, which is a party that traditionally has stood for...
And I'm
for,
a Democrat.
Yeah, more... And this is a gentleman. I'm Democrat, too. I can't believe what you're saying.
Okay, so this is let's gang up on the Republican night. Is that what it is?
No.
I just want to be clear. Is that what you guys are doing?
I don't know. I don't even know if you believe what you're saying. I don't know if any human being can believe what you're saying.
You think Paula Jones is one of the 10 most beautiful women in America, and that... what else did you say? And that Vanna White's right up there, too.
Yes.
But listen, I'm not even going to get on that because beauty is all relative. To him, she might be. But the point of the matter is options.
What do you think about
and
Madonna?
We're talking about options, and women have more than one option. And that option that you discussed is just ludicrous, to be honest with you.
Well,
I mean, I agree with the woman earlier.
What about Madonna?
If that's who you like, fine. But my point is this.
See,
women have options.
Well, I don't think so. Yes, you're right. They do have options, sir. Far beyond
what option have they got?
They have plenty of options. If she does decide to go and put her children in their daycare, at least she has respect and she can teach the kids the values that would
better
them.
Kathy Lee Gifford would never have to work another day in her life. If she go ahead, Kathy Lee Gifford, she did a picture for the Penthouse magazine people.
You're very humorous, sir.
I just can't believe
what you're saying. I really did.
Barker's Babes on The Price of Right are some of the best-looking women in the United States. I'll admit it. I don't know why you guys are laughing at
Barker's Babes, huh?
No, no, I'm not.
On The Price of
Right. Because if that's who you like,
on
that's
the show
fine.
Is The Price Right. I have taken some comfort and relief in watching those women.
Oh,
you know something?
God.
You know what? I just realized
and
something.
And you also, sir,
did
sound
you
like
said?
Some kind of a pervert. And I hope you
I got to get going.
Why?
I really hope you don't speak for the Republican
Party.
I got to get over to
7-Eleven because they're dropping the magazines off now. You can go ahead and laugh if you wish to, sir. But I have taken some comfort watching.
I think you need to get a life, sir.
Diane
I
Parker.
I really do because go meet. You don't have.
Larry,
you don't have to blame President Clinton for you not having sex in 4 years.
Yes.
Go and meet a woman. But I think you have your head in those porno magazines so much that you don't have the opportunity to do so.
I got to get over. Well, you know something? That's your opinion. You're entitled to it.
Well, you're the guy racing over to the 7. And by the way, are you on a cell phone or a cordless?
I'm on a cordless, so it's going to lose. I'm getting too far away from the base unit.
Well, how far away are you now?
About 2 blocks.
Man, you got a hell of a cordless. All right, sir, thank you very much for your call. Here is St. Louis on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi, I was just upset about the comment he said about she has to do this for her starving children. There are lots of mothers out there who do a lot of other things to prevent their children from starving. I don't think Paula Jones was flat broke, living in a box, and found it necessary to do that. She had the money to do the nose job. She had the money from the settlement.
The nose
Why
job?
Did she not invest the money from the settlement
she got
and
the
use
money
that
from the
to
nose
take
job.
Care of her children?
She
had
got...
she done that, she wouldn't need to work, as you're so fond of women not working. If she would have invested the money properly, she wouldn't have to work, nor would she have to do the
She's making a lot of men happy.
Penthouse.
She's making a lot of men happy. She's making $500,000 for her family, and she's making, yes, she's giving me a little reason to go get to the end of the day.
Okay, but you didn't answer any, you didn't comment on what I just said. Why don't, you're so hell-bent
her
on her.
Nose. Her
supporting
nose job,
her children,
they,
about her starving children. Obviously, her children are not starving.
She's paying for her nose job on time from the money she's making from Penthouse. Hello?
Fine. Then all I ask is that you stop commenting about what a horrible life it is and how hard it is to be a mother. There are lots of mothers who take care of their children without doing that and know how to use the economy and have financial advisors. And she could have done that.
Well, I don't know any of them.
Well,
I'm almost at the
that.
Store, Phil. Oh, I'm on my way to see one hot babe. Gonna see Paula's morning dew. Oh,
why?
Paula,
why do you feel necessary to talk about women that way?
You know, this
I'm
guy
sure
is.
I'm sure she's flattered that you think she's gorgeous, but we don't all need to hear it.
You're trying to tell me she's not?
Did I say she was? She might be an attractive woman. I personally don't think she
Let's
is.
Let's find out. What do you think of Joan London?
Joan London is attractive for an older woman.
She's a knockout. What about Gillian Anderson?
What does that have to do with Paula Jones?
These are the 10
Why
most
do you keep
beautiful
switching?
Women.
See, you don't even stick to the subject.
God, I can't wait to see
stick
her.
To the subject. You want to make all these comments. You want to put down everybody
all
you called in.
Is,
if you'd stay on the topic, maybe you'd get somewhere.
You don't know men, but if I waved a $5...
I don't know men. You're right, I don't. I'm not a guy.
If I waved a $5 bill at Gina Davis and she went ahead and spread for my Instamatic, you think I'd be unhappy? No, I would not. No, I would not.
Again, you are straying from the issue, so I will end the call. Thank
I
got
to get on the freeway. The closest 7-Eleven is 3 towns over.
Okay, well, good luck.
Are we still on the air?
Yeah, not anymore. Okay, that's great. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Show 1-800-449-8686. I'm Phil Henry, and we found one of the kids. I don't want to say who. One of the boys had a videotape of something. He had some kind of nasty stuff, huh? I don't know what. No, it wasn't anything sick. It's like Spice Channel stuff. I think he had, and these guys, they're trading this among each other at school. So Maria found out about it and, you know, took it away from him. And I found it the other day. I was watching. It's pretty good. Okay. When's the last time you bought or read a Penthouse? Anybody here? When's the last time any of you guys out there bought or read a Penthouse? Now, seriously, man, I don't know anybody that buys or reads Penthouse or Playboy. You do, Melissa? Who? Mark? Her fiancé, yeah. He's getting it at home. I don't know anybody. I know people who read Playboy more because Playboy's got the interview section, which everybody seems to like. But Penthouse, I don't know. Now, when I was, in my early 20s and I was just starting out in the world and I had my own apartment, I used to pull out the fold-out of Penthouse and I would scotch tape it to my refrigerator. For some reason, I don't know why. And then I realized it wasn't exactly the smoothest move when you were bringing girls over for a party, but that took me about 6 months to figure that out, and then finally I started taking it down. But I, honest to God, I don't know, because isn't it true that the culture has evolved, matured, devolved, you know, denigrated, or whatever you want to call it, past penthouse. We're way past that now. We're at a point now where your girlfriend is sending you to the video store to go ahead and rent some porn or some adult films for the two of you, you know? I mean, how many times, Mike, I'll ask you this, how many times you've been in that situation, sitting in a parking lot, you know, with Gretchen going, go ahead, go in and get Dr. Anal. Go ahead. Just tell him it's, you know, go ahead. No, I'm just kidding. But you know that this, you know, you're the guy that has to go in and get it, right? It's your wife's suggestion. You're the guy that has to go in and get it. It's your girlfriend's suggestion, but you got to go to the... Because women, they don't want to do that. Unless they don't give a crap. Which most most of them do. Some don't. So like the country, I guess, has sort of moved past penthouse. Penthouse is boring. And they got a long way to go before they're going to get to the level in terms of their journalistic ability. They got a long way to go to you know... supersede some of these other magazines that people read. Frankly, everybody's into the digest version of the news anyway. They're reading Time. They're reading Newsweek. They're reading U.S. News and World Report. They're reading People. They're reading Entertainment Weekly. Everything is bite-sized nuggets of information. That ain't Penthouse. I mean, it may be a bite-sized nugget, but it sure ain't what they're, you know. So in other words, who cares? And I just asked the question of this staff, who the hell buys it and reads it? Now, the first Penthouse or Playboy I ever got my hands on, I stole it. I was 12. I rode up on my bike. I went inside. I stole it. I rode over to Arcadia High School, and I sat down in some weeds, and I looked at it literally upside down and right side everything because I couldn't figure out. She was gorgeous. I would have given anything that I had to have her with me, but I wouldn't have known what to do with her. Where do you put it? I don't get it. You know, and I would consult with friends. It's a rite of passage, okay? The last Playboy that I read, I also stole that. I was 43, and I ran from a 7-Eleven, dove into my car, and my friend squealed off. No, I can't tell you the last time, but I'm going to tell you this right now. The last Playboy that I had in my hands, I was in the office here, and I was immediately slammed it shut because I feared, A, some female worker walking by and saying, Mr. Henry had a Playboy in his office. This is sexual harassment. It's inappropriate. And a major freaking thing. So I was, like, totally freaked out by that. We do have in the office here a number of, you know, skin magazines that, believe it or not, you're not going to believe this, but we use for research for the show. And the only person we allow to take down and read them is Melissa, because she's a girl and they can't get on her about that. But if you're telling me that I'm going to sit around here in my office with a Playboy in one hand and a 12-pack in the other, I could be fired for that. So that doesn't work anymore. So what do you do? You can't do it. So hence, I don't buy it. I don't read it. Can't have it at my house. My wife would look at me like, what? Why do you have that? Aren't I good enough? Yes, of course you are, honey. I read it for the articles. I can't say that, because the articles in Playboy are pretty crappy, for the most part. I don't care whether you're telling me it's one of the finer journalistic efforts out there. It ain't. And neither's Penthouse. If you want to read something that was, used to be good, was that, what was that brainy magazine that Bob Guccione, was it We, or what was that? I forget. But there was one that he, Psychology Today, I forget. But there was one that he did that was Essence. Oh, no, that's Black. Okay, I don't know. It's a black, one of the finest magazines I've ever read is Essence, Jet. Now, you want good writing, read that. And look at it. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.